It's Wednesday, the 8th of May, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Two additional suspects, 23-year-old Tashiana Ndomba and 21-year-old Jocelyn Boyson, have appeared in the Katutura Magistrates Court in connection with the brutal murder of Christoph Fredericks, a transgender woman who was stabbed 42 times. The incident highlights the increase in violence against LGBTQAI plus community members in Namibia. We contacted Linda Baumann, an activist for women's and LGBTQI plus rights, for comment.
We've also seen an increase in frequency of violence in this country, and also the types of violence that are happening towards the LGBTI community. This whole process of murders against LGBTI people, but also general homophobia that ignites violence, stems from the greater notion of the judicial system pronouncing itself on the status of rights in this country. And this all started last year when the judgments came out around recognition of same-sex marriages with foreign partners outside the country. And then that also led greater into the conversation around the private members bill. And the private members bill is very targeted towards the LGBTI community. Currently also that particular bill is under great public interest, and also National Council and National Assembly has initially pronounced themselves on the status of the LGBTI community. And that initially speaks to the current violence.
In response to the high youth unemployment rate, the Capricorn Foundation has pledged to invest 1 million Namibia dollars in Bank Windhoek's Young Talent Program. Here's Marilise Huan, the bank's group executive for brand and corporate affairs.
The funds are earmarked for the Capricorn Academy for School Leavers, a new initiative under Bank Windhoek's overarching Young Talent Program. This Academy for School Leavers aims to address the pressing issue of youth unemployment by providing training and employment opportunities for promising young Namibians. The Academy for School Leavers offers 10 graduates from the grade 12 class of 2023 the opportunity to join Bank Windhoek for an 18-month comprehensive training and job placement program. During this period, participants will receive training across various banking disciplines and subsequently be placed at selected Bank Windhoek branches nationwide. Positions for this academy is available at Bank Windhoek's Aranos, Karasburg, Oranjemund, Luderitz, Opuwu, Oshifu, Katima Mulilo, Marintal and Ondangwa branches. Applications close on 15 May.
The George municipality in South Africa has confirmed that figures remain unchanged following a building collapse incident on Victoria Street. 39 of the initial 75 workers on site remain unaccounted for, and 7 deaths have been recorded. Meanwhile, the African Transformation Movement is concerned about the lack of transparency regarding the company responsible for the construction project. ATM spokesperson Zaman Chona:
the contractor responsible of this building collapse must be held fully accountable for the loss of life and injuries suffered by the workers on site. We demand that the contractors cover the medical expenses for those injured and provide support to the families of the deceased workers. Additionally, there must be comprehensive investigation.
Nigeria is seeking investors for 17 of its oil blocks. The government offered 12 oil blocks and 5 deep offshore assets as it marketed the assets to global oil sector investors at the ongoing 2024 Offshore Technology Conference in Houston, Texas.
The chief executive of the Nigeria Upstream Regulatory Commission, who announced the commencement of the licensing bid for the oil blocks, said each one was chosen for its potential to bolster the country's reserves and stimulate economic vitality. He told investors at the Offshore Technology Conference that Nigeria has 37.5 billion barrels of crude oil and condensate reserves and 209.26 trillion cubic feet of natural gas reserves. This, he said, represents above 30% and 33% of the entire oil and gas reserves in Africa. He added that the guidelines for participating in the bidding process are structured to ensure fairness and strategic partnership. Ajek Mangut, Abuja.
And finally, the Olympic flame has arrived in France after coming into the port of Marseille from Greece. It means the Paris 2024 Olympic torch relay will now begin, lasting 80 days on its journey to Paris.
One of the set-piece events in the build-up to any Olympic Games is the arrival of the flame in the host country. And the Olympic torch has been travelling by boat across the Mediterranean Sea to France from Greece. Emmanuel Macron, the French president, will be in the southern French city of Marseille to welcome the flame to France, and then it can begin the torch relay, visiting hundreds of towns and cities across the country, including some of France's overseas territories, before arriving back into Paris for the opening ceremony on the 26th of July. Ross Cullen, Paris.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.